This is Sunday morning, 9:27:20. This is going to be part two of learning to move in the supernatural. And the subtitle is For This Purpose. First John 3:8 says, For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the Lord began to speak to me about this. He said, This is why I came the first time, and it is also the purpose of my second coming, to destroy the works of the evil one. Okay, we're going to look at that over in the book of Revelation. I could have done this Wednesday night even. It's got several scriptures in Revelation, but all right, Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, adorned in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's not coming as a baby this time, but as a warrior. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the throne and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So, chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon and that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed a little season. So this is the purpose the Son of God was manifested. He might destroy the works of the devil. First coming, and now second coming. Hebrews 8:11 says, And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For that's not that's Isaiah 54:13, I think. I wrote that down wrong. Just a minute. Let me see what Hebrews 8 says. 11 says, it's probably Isaiah 8. Well, no, I'm right. It's Hebrews 8:11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. It's also referenced in Jeremiah 31:34. Then Isaiah 54:13 says, All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. One of the main priorities for our present has been to rescue the unborn and the children that have been human trafficked for satanic purposes. He has made our children's safety the top priority. He represents the nation. That means that he represents us before God. We are being rescued, just like in the days of Noah, and He sent Donald Trump to rescue this nation and the nations of the world from Satan's evil rule. All right, with that, turn to Matthew 24. verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So for your sake, my sake, he shortened the days. Because on present course, if nothing had been done, there would be nobody left. They would have followed through with their plan. And the devil will eventually have taken them out too. They're just too deceived to know it. Verse 37 says, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We're definitely in those days. Or I believe, how can you get any closer? I mean, it's bad. Let's start with Genesis 6 just for a minute. We're just going to look at the first seven scriptures there. We're going to see how it was in the days of Noah. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So you could say transgenderism took over. You've got kind that don't belong with kind. Because that's what tranny is. It's mixing. It's not just a male becoming a female and a female becoming a male. It's mixing of kind against kind. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, they became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So, what has caused our nation to become the way it is, and the nations of the world? Fake news. Every imagination corrupted. That's what convinced me that we are actually in those last times. Now we will have a reset, just like Noah did, to reign here as kings in peace for 1,000 years. We have these years to teach others God's ways. Okay, now, Revelation 20, back. Verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So they went upon the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Okay, the Gog and Magog battle is kind of lengthy, and I have a lot to share today. If you want to read that for yourself, Ezekiel 38 and 39 talks about the Gog and Magog battle. It will all finally be over, and those who opposed God and preyed upon us will be gone forever. Until then, this is the purpose for us as the church, to follow in the Lord's footsteps. I want to read to you the seven mountain mandate. We're talking about learning to walk in the Spirit. And I've shared with you about what the Lord spoke to me about. I never meant for any of the institutions of the earth to be in the hands of the unrighteous, but in the hands of the righteous. This is from the Truth and Liberty Coalition. It's called the Spheres of Societal Influence, the Seven Mountains Mandate. The kingdom of God is enormous, far bigger than your family or local church. To deliver the truth of God's kingdom and unite the body of Christ with the world at large, we believe We have the mandate to bring godly change to our nation and, in truth, the world through the seven spheres or mountains of social influence. Faith, religious and faith. In the West, Christianity is under attack and the concept of God is being rejected more than ever. We believe that the church must revive its previously strong influence on Western society, expanding the kingdom of God by spreading knowledge of the love and gospel of Jesus Christ. The church is tasked with expanding his message through ministerial efforts in our nation and across the world. Family. The family is the centerpiece of any functioning society. Unfortunately, families in the U.S. have been under attack and suffered from dysfunction for decades. Divorce, fatherlessness, abuse, and homosexual marriage are among the primary culprits. We believe God wants to bring healing to marriages and relationships, ending this chaos and providing a social, solid moral foundation to our children. Education, which you'll bring me to the next document. Once our education system unapologetically incorporated biblical principles and prayer into student study routines, now our children are being indoctrinated with liberal ideologies, atheistic teaching, and postmodern principles in our public schools and even in Christian institutions. We seek to restore biblical truth and godly morality into our country's failing educational system. There's a lady that we listen to on YouTube that teaches, she's the one that wrote the book QAnon, 1,000 Years of Peace. The Lord told her to run for school board, so she's running for school board, and she's found out her school board's white supremacist. White supremacist. They're coming against her because she wants, you know, this, what I just read. And she lives in a tiny little town outside of Houston, little community. Government law. A nation's moral condition is often reflected in its political leaders. Unfortunately, we have seen a steady increase in political corruption, as well as a steady erosion of the link between our government and legal system and the Christian values upon which our country was founded. Our goal is to educate and equip citizens so they can effectively influence government at all levels with truth and righteousness. Media, news, and commentary. Don't put out of your head what the Lord might ask you to do. This woman, she was not looking to run for school board. We just need to be open to whatever the Holy Spirit prompts us to do in the Seven Mountain Mandate. Media, news, and commentary. The media, news, and commentary mountain includes sources such as TV, radio, newspapers, online news, and of course, the hugely influential social media sites and blogs on the internet to bring transformation to this enormous mountain. We shall speak the truth from a biblical perspective to combat the sea of disinformation spread by liberal elite outlets and other mainstream media sources. Arts and entertainment. Music, movies, television, and social media wield enormous influence on our youth and the dark forces of sex, drugs, alcohol, and immorality that permeates these fields are spreading dangerous messages to our children. The body of Christ is in desperate need of righteous people who take their talents into these fields and are unafraid of using their platform to further his greater purposes. The last one is business and economics. The free market system is a God-given gift enabling us to build wealth through enterprise, creatively and effort. We believe in limiting the role of government in our nation's business practices and allowing the free markets to run their course. We also espouse prosperity with a purpose, calling upon those who manage the businesses to lead with integrity, honesty, and by biblical principles. So it's just bringing God back into our marketplace, back into the different things that we do. Okay, I want to read to you, this is something that the President did this week. President Trump's 1776 Commission on Patriotic Education is an overdue effort. America's proud history is worth defending, and it is worth defending through government and politics. There are fair arguments about how best to go about that task consistently with a duly conservative skepticism about the proper powers of federal and local government, but conservatives should not shy away from conserving the core of our national history, ideas, and goal, a goal that not so long ago was neither partisan nor ideological. Everybody used to think, you know, they had prayer in school. It probably started with taking prayer out of school, was where the downfall started. I'm not going to read all of this, but from what I understand, it is a curriculum that teach what our Constitution says about freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. I mean, there's all kinds of things that they no longer teach. The true roots of our country, how it was formed, that it was based on freedom and not slavery, because the alt-left, they pushed that this country was formed on slavery, and it was not. It was formed on liberty. And so he wants our true history taught. He wants, you know, prayer back in school. He wants them to honor the flag, stand for the national anthem, show honor and respect, return to godly principles. And so that's, and from what I understand, they will be, they could have their funding pulled if they don't do this. Now, I know our daughter, they're trying to push this Black Lives Matter in their school where our grandson goes. They sent paperwork home concerning that. So, you know, you think, well, you think it doesn't touch get too close to you, but it's showing up everywhere. Okay. God gave the earth and all that is in it to mankind. It is our job to take it back. We have to take it back in Jesus' name. God will direct us just like he directed Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For what purpose did Jesus come? What did he come to do for this purpose? Preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus rescued us now in this time for this, for us to rescue others. I mean, isn't that what it's about? We're here to rescue others. All right, one little deal of scripture here, and we'll go move on. 2 Corinthians 5. We need to hear with open minds what the Lord would have us do. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. We're here to rescue. He's rescued us. Now we're here to rescue. Isn't that what Noah? God sent a rescue. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Just occurred to me, because of Jesus, he sent Jesus. He chose to forgive us. And he had to send Jesus because he could not look upon sin. He couldn't look upon sin. God. He sent Jesus. Jesus said, I'll go, so that you could rescue them all, that none of them would have to perish. Isn't that what he said? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So God can't look on sin, so he put it all on Jesus, and he paid the price so we could be his sons. When you start being about the master's business, he'll start being about your business. This isn't about us being self-absorbed. This is about us being about his business. Saying, okay, Lord, you have me here for a reason. What do you want me to do? And then when he tells you, get busy.
That it?
on this part.
You keep the tape going in?
No.
Okay.